आ रही है डकार।
Hello there, I'm Gitanjali and you are listening me on my food podcast Dakar. Well, there are two major food updates for this week. A, that farmers have called off their strike from few states of the country. So the last week when I was surviving mostly on meats and grains, that's when I discovered this something really interesting. Apparently, there is this app called Grow to Share that helps its users learn to grow their veggies and fruits in their own homes. And not just that, it's a little entertaining too because it acts as a social platform where, you know, users can chat with their gardeners and post pictures and share what they've grown, etc. After all, I've heard the strike call-off is temporary. Secondly, a lot of schools have reopened this week after that long stretch of summer vacations. Ouch, now that hurts in this weather, I know kids. But because my mind automatically gets drawn towards food, school reminds me of those lunch boxes, you know, cheese chutney sandwiches, bread jams and bread butters. No wonder Baba Sehgal just came up with that bread butter jam wrap. Have you guys heard it? Oh my god, it's addictive. Anyway, so much around made me crave for one and I made my way to a grocery store specially to shop a bottle of jam. But to my surprise, they had this vast variety, not just of flavors, but from fruit chutneys to confit, conserve, fruit butters, fruit spreads, jellies, marmalade, and at last, apna jam. Oof. So much temptation, so much confusion. So I thought, why not let's interview someone from the business itself. So today on my segment, let's welcome Apeksha Jain from the Gourmet Jar, who does a range of epicure condiments.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
Hey, welcome on the show, Apeksha. Let's start with the cliche of the all questions. What has been your source of inspiration behind such out-of-the-box flavors and bold combinations?
Hi, Gitanjali. Thanks for having me here. My biggest source of inspiration is definitely Rishabh, my husband and co-founder. He's the reason why I created the Gourmet Jar. He's my biggest critic as well. Apart from that, travel is a big inspiration. The foods and flavors I try when I travel have a deep impact on me. For example, the inspiration for my smoked aubergine relish, it came from caponata. It's an aubergine dish I tried when I traveled to Sicily 2 years back.
Wow, that's like a business partner come travel partner together. I like your modesty, Apeksha. But you know, in India, most households have been restricted to a mixed fruit jam bottle or ghar ka chutney. How challenging was it for you to launch savory jams and, you know, exactly target audience kaun hai aapka?
Homemade jams, pickles and chutneys are definitely dear to every Indian. But in today's scenario with nuclear families and working mothers, not everyone has the time to make these at home themselves. So we provide condiments which are just like homemade ones, completely natural and made with fresh ingredients, like the way you would make at home. And I think it's our unique flavor combinations of our condiments that excites the Indian palate and it helps them elevate their daily cooking to a gourmet level. Our target audience is anyone that enjoys good food, who wants to cook gourmet meals at home, who browses the supermarket aisles for something new and exciting, and who appreciates natural, chemical-free food and is not too price sensitive. In fact, one of our youngest customers is a 4-year-old who loves our orange marmalade. And we also have 60-year-old fans of our products.
I definitely agree on that. We are living an instant life. Gourmet, gluten, organic, I think these are overused words in the Indian market today. So how genuine is your approach?
Unfortunately, yes, these have become buzzwords for gimmicky marketing. For us, gourmet has been the brand philosophy right from the inception of the Gourmet Jar. By definition, a gourmet product is made with high-quality ingredients and skill preparation. And this is the foundation of our brand, using the best ingredients, fresh, natural, and making each product by hand with a lot of love and care.
And what all cities are you supplying in? Because as you said, it's preservative free. Isn't the shelf life, climate conditions or ye sab issues hai?
We are available in stores across all metros as well as major cities like Pune, Bangalore, Goa, Chandigarh, Ahmedabad, Cochin, Surat. And we also ship all across India through our website. Our products are completely preservative free, but they're all vacuum sealed jars. And since sugar is a natural preservative, we are able to have a shelf life of 12 months for our products. Hence, there's no problem in transporting them. They need refrigeration only after being opened.
You know, I've lately seen in food industry especially, विमेन का फोर्टे होता है फूड. सो सडनली ऑल विमेन हैव कम आउट इन फुल फोर्स व्हेन इट कम्स टू कन्वर्टिंग देयर हॉबीज टू टर्न इनटू पैशन एंड फाइनली टू अ नेशनल ब्रांड इन फूड इंडस्ट्री दीज डेज. वी वॉन्ट टू नो वट डू यू थिंक आर द मेन आस्पेक्ट्स टू फॉलो दिस पाथ सिंस यू वन ऑफ देम.
आई वुड से पैशन इज द कीवर्ड हियर. यू हैव टू लव व्हाट यू डू. Passion is what gives you the drive and persistence to keep going forward. I mean, you must sleep every night looking forward to the next day and what it's going to bring. It's very important to have confidence in yourself and dream big, but be real at the same time. And running your own business means lots and lots and lots of hard work. So be ready for that.
Can you also educate us a bit about the license system since your product have a usage of alcohol? Does this restrict your business or your supply?
Actually, only two of our 15 flavors have alcohol in them. The banana rum jam and orange whiskey marmalade. And even in those, the residual alcohol content is less than 1%, which is legally permitted. So we add the alcohol in the cooking stage, most of which is evaporated because of the heat and only the flavor remains. Hence, the supply is not really a problem.
Lastly, we would love to know your favorite flavor and a quick way how you would use it in your kitchen for any unconventional impression.
That's a very tough question. It's almost impossible for me to pick a favorite flavor. But the ones I use most often at home are the orange mustard and the spicy onion relish. Orange mustard is my go-to ingredient for salad dressing, sandwiches, burgers, and to serve with a cheese platter. The spicy onion relish I use as a topping on pizza, salads, quinoa and roasted veggies to add that extra burst of flavor. I've also used it to jazz up a plate of boring curd rice. Here's a super simple recipe that you can make for your children in the summers. Take 2 cups of yogurt, add 2 spoons of our raspberry strawberry preserve, a spoon of chia seeds to add that health benefit and give it a blend in the mixer. And there you go, you have a smoothie. Delicious and simple and tasty.
And what about a recipe for people like us who love hosting a lot of house parties?
Here's a favorite recipe of mine that you can rustle up very quickly when you have guests over. Take a tub of plain cream cheese, add 3 spoons of our red pepper relish, give it a good stir and voila, you have a dip to serve with lavash or crackers or pita bread.
Thank you so much, Apeksha.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.
So I think that was a lot of help in order to plan our match party for the weekend or that quick tiffin fix for a day later. This was Geetanjali, your food podcaster on Dakar. Next week, we'll have an Eid special episode, so do not forget that. Also, if you like it, do share, rate, comment and subscribe on Audio Boom. Also available on iTunes and SoundCloud. My Instagram handle is Dakar123. Feel free to tag me on your drool-worthy post. Bye for now.